Welcome to Kids in the Community on WLEN.com. Sponsored by Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing, your local Bryant dealer, offering a 100% money-back guarantee on Bryant equipment. Call 263-9940. Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing and Bryant, doing whatever it takes.
Welcome into this edition of Kids in the Community here on 103.9 WLEN. This afternoon, I have a student from Onsted High School, Madeline Zellen. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We'll dive right in. I normally do these programs starting off with school. So give me the basics. What grade are you in? What's your favorite subject?
I'm a sophomore, and my favorite subject would probably be history.
What do you like about history?
It just the fact that we've repeated it so many times. And it just, I don't know, there's just something about it that just kind of tugs at me.
Moving ahead, there's a lot of things we have to talk about and not a lot of time. So we will start with Girl Scouts. That's the initial reason that you were nominated, was your involvement in Girl Scouts. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do in your troop?
This year we planned the whole Girl Scouts weekend like adventure that we do every year. This year we almost didn't have it because the adults didn't know what they were going to do. And my Girl Scout troop stepped up and did all the planning. We created all the decorations that we're going to have and all the activities that we did. And we planned what food we were going to have and a little bit of like the timeline of when we were going to do it. It's just something that my Girl Scout troop loves to do. We plan every trip we do.
So your troop took that leadership role and went ahead and took care of things for that?
Yes.
So with the troops that got together in Brooklyn, correct? Was that where it was?
It was at the Girl Scout camp, Camp O' the Hills, and it was Girl Scouts Brooklyn and Onsted since we merged together last year.
Do you have a specific role in Girl Scouts?
Not really. We usually share like all the roles together, and we're always like talking and stuff. So like we don't have like a defined role, like this is the leader and this is the person who like steps in.
What's your favorite part of being a Girl Scout?
Probably helping out the younger girls. I love helping them, and they always have something to talk about. So it's never like a boring conversation with them.
Unicorns, made up lands, all these types of things.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Did you, were you influenced by a Girl Scout when you were younger? Have you been in?
I've been in since kindergarten, and my mom really pushed me to do it because she was a Girl Scout. So, like, she knew that it was going to be a good experience for me.
Well, that's great. That's great. After this break, we will talk more with you, Madeline, about your involvement in music and your involvement in sports. Right after this, from our sponsor, Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing, it's Kids in the Community on 103.9 WLEN.
I'm Kevin Shoemaker. Since 1977, I've been helping area residents meet their heating and plumbing needs. From solving basic issues like no heat or no hot water, to complete bathroom makeovers, as well as complete Bryant comfort systems that are controlled by your smartphone, keeping you comfortable in an ever-changing environment is our priority. For many years, our loyal customers have enabled us to support many organizations throughout our community. To them, I say thank you. Kids in the Community is a great program that allows us to focus and highlight some of the very giving and talented youth in our community. Just one more way that Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing and Bryant are doing whatever it takes.
We're back to Kids in the Community here on 103.9 WLEN. My guest for this program is a sophomore at Onsted High School, Madeline Zellen. And we talked about Girl Scouts and school before the break. Now we're diving into music. What's your involvement in music?
I'm part of my school's high school band. I play the bassoon, and it's my primary instrument. I also, during marching band, play the trombone.
For someone that doesn't know what a bassoon is, can you describe it with words? I almost can't.
Neither can I. It's like a gigantic oboe with a whole bunch of different instruments put together.
The best descriptor for me is a mix between a saxophone and a clarinet.
Yeah.
I think people might understand what that is, but you definitely can't march it, so good thing you play something else for the marching band. What do you like about marching band or concert band?
I think concert band would be the music, and marching band would be learning and memorizing different like movements and stuff. Like, we do lots of pictures and moving, and I think that's the best part. I'm part of a lot of honors bands. So, like, I go to different places and play with different high schoolers, either above my level or the same level as me. So that's a lot of fun.
How do you get picked for honors band? Are you nominated?
Sometimes it's nomination. Sometimes I can just sign up, and then they'll choose based off of instrumentation and skill level.
All right. That's awesome stuff. Switching gears from music to sports. Madeline, what sports are you involved in?
I play golf and soccer. I have been playing golf for 2 years and soccer since I was 4.
Okay, what's your experience been with soccer? You've been playing that for quite a while.
Yeah, I played with rec teams up until my high school year, and then last year was the first time playing on the high school team.
Your thoughts playing on the high school team?
It's fun. It's definitely different than rec. Way different, like especially with how practices are run.
Okay, so a little adjusting, little changes going on. That's going to happen in high school. What was the other sport?
Golf.
Golf. So relatively new.
Yeah, with picked the sport it up of last golf. Year.
Have you golfed with your family before then, or you literally picked up a club for the first time last year?
1 week before practice started, my dad took me to a driving range and started to teach me.
Okay.
That was all the golfing experience I had. And I have gotten way better since then. Yeah. This year, my team actually went to states, and we were regional champs for our league.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're pretty good.
Yep. Well, team's good.
Yeah. Were you on the varsity team then?
We only have a varsity team.
Okay.
We only have five players, so every score counts.
Wow. That's great to step up and be one of the people on the team that has to make that happen. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You seem to be really involved right now. You're only a sophomore in high school. We've looked back. We've looked at now. Looking ahead, is college in your future? Is a trade school in your future? Is a performing arts in your future? What are you kind of leaning towards right now?
I want to go to college to become an engineer. At this point, it's kind of like I don't know which one yet. I also want to go in and like continue playing my bassoon, so I might minor in bassooning.
All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this program. A big thank you to Madeline Zellin for being the guest this time on Kids in the Community here on 103.9 WLEN. If you know a kid that you think should be nominated in Lenawee County, send us an email to kids@wlen.com. Again, that's kids@wlen.com. Until next time, I'm Ian Wendt for this edition of Kids in the Community.
Thank you for listening. If you know a great kid in the Lenawee community, nominate them for an interview and a chance for a $1,000 scholarship furnished by Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing. Email your nominations to kids@wlen.com or mail it to 242 West Maumee Street in Adrian. We hope you've enjoyed the Kids in the Community program on WLEN.com. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN every Thursday at 3:45 p.m. for all new interviews with the kids who are the future of Lenawee County.